Good day, South Dakota, and welcome to Tech Radio featuring the Computer Guys. I'm your host, Kent Osborne. Today, we're going to talk about the hit podcast Serial, where it's been, where it's going, and we'll have a discussion also about the Sony hack, and that'll be leading into the President's press conference on the topic that we will carry live at 12:30 Central Time. Join the discussion on our Facebook page at facebook.com/techradio. Or call now, 800-456-0766. You can email your suggestions or questions to our guests today, Joel Brovelite, John T. Meyer, and Jeff Litterick. That email address is midday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at sdpb.org. If you'd like to, you can tweet us as well, at sdpb, and we'll get you on the air that way as well. Stay tuned, and we'll talk tech after this news from member-supported SDPB Radio. And welcome back to Tech Radio featuring the Computer Guys. We've gathered experts to help guide you on a variety of areas that you may have questions about. The experts are here in the studios of KCSD in Sioux Falls. We have Joel Brovelite with us, John T. Meyer, and from the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications and Peer, Jeff Litterick. You can call, tweet, or email your questions to us, or simply swing by facebook.com/techradio and post your comments or questions there. Don't be shy. Our phone number, 800-456-0766. The number, at SDPB is our Twitter handle, and our email address is midday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at sdpb.org. A little bit of a short show today, guys. The president, of course, coming online at 12:30 to talk about the Sony deal.
I think we can make time for the president. We can make time for the president.
I mean, that's a story in itself. The fact that he's actually coming on to talk about this.
That's hours worth of discussion. But we'll talk about that a little later in the show. I think we got a couple smaller potatoes kind of things that we want to talk about, maybe on the lighter side of things. But coming into Christmas, how's everything going?
Oh, I do need to, since we probably won't have the end of the show, I want to make a quick shout out because tonight is the concert of the South Dakota Chorale here in Sioux Falls. At 7:30 at First Congregational Church. And I say it because my brother-in-law is the conductor. He's here from North Carolina to promote. They're in Yankton tomorrow, Sioux Falls tonight. But also, there's a tech approach. They have been, they recorded an album last year with the studio, or with a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a studio, like a label, I guess, from Europe. And they did something called SACD, Super Audio, which just, it's like a more intense, realistic listening experience with surround sound. Do you know much about this, Joel? Not their particular album, but that type of sound recording. I thought that was really interesting.
I only know enough about it to just barely scratch the surface. I'm not much of a audiophile as far as recording goes, which seems really strange being a musician and a computer guy. I just usually never mix the two. So
I think they essentially put up the choir and then had these microphones hanging and from different sounds in the church. And so anyway, I'm going to be there tonight at 7:30 to watch them sing.
Excellent, and that's great. Appreciate that.
You can get tickets for that?
Yeah, you can get tickets at the door or walking up to the First Congregational Church.
Which is located in Sioux Falls where?
Downtown Sioux Falls. It must be like Maine, just off of Phillips.
Right. There you go.
And then tomorrow night they're in Yankton at 7:30.
Yes, well worth it. I've heard the group.
Awesome.
Sounds like my Christmas connection gets you in the spirit. But
yeah.
We had the Lemonly Christmas party last night, so that's checked off the list, and we're just... Can't believe we're almost here, less than a week away.
One tonight, scary. And I think four tomorrow night for me.
Four?
Yeah, four Christmas parties.
I'm quad booked tomorrow night. But
who knew you were that popular? Yeah. Are you going as one of Santa's helpers? I think I think you need to get the white beard.
The goatee is looking a little longer.
Should I borrow the big red suit from the guy next door? And
if you don't, I would be sad.
You'd be like Harley Santa.
I could totally do that. I can absolutely.
It's
do
not that.
That
you look so much like Santa. It's just that you're so happy.
I think I am happy.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you brought cookies.
I brought cookies.
I couldn't be happier. Speaking of couldn't be happier, we want to talk about a podcast that you wanted to mention today, and this actually had some water cooler buzz around the office.
Sure.
Down at public broadcasting on a number of levels.
Be kind of weird if it didn't, frankly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what we're,
I don't want to. Do any spoilers? Because actually, I'm one episode shy of the end.
We won't give any spoilers. And why would spoilers be bad? Well, I mean, because it's not just your standard public radio podcast fare here.
So we'll back up. We're talking about is a show that recently came out this fall, I believe September, called Serial. Serial podcast produced out of was it KDEZ?
WBEZ.
WBEZ. Thank you. That's Chicago. And posted on NPR, produced by Ira Glass from
Sarah Koenig.
Well, Sarah Koenig, and then was Ira Glass. Like,
Ira Glass is co-producer.
Co-producer, yes.
Sarah Koenig does the.
She's the journalist, originally a reporter from Baltimore Sun, stumbled upon this murder case, convicted murder case from 1999, and it was a teenage kind of almost Romeo and Juliet like love affair, different families, different backgrounds, you know, kind of a whodunit podcast. What was so unique about it was they released it episodically, meaning like we talk about Netflix and binging on House of Cards or how we can consume all this content now right at our fingertips at any time. But they made you wait. They made you sit and wait. Every Thursday a new episode would come out. So it was 12 episodes total, so that went from, you know, late September to now, or October to now, something like that. And it just swept the nation. I mean, it became super popular. There were subreddits, people wondering, you know, who did it, people doing their own investigations on top of her investigations.
Right. Yes, right. And it's become the most downloaded podcast in history.
Rapidly did that.
Yeah, and it did it very
quickly. The fastest
very quickly.
Podcast to ever reach 5 million downloads, according to Apple.
And what's interesting, there's that, plus there's a podcast I really like called Startup Podcast from a guy who...
Also used to produce American Life
and Planet Money. Alex Bloomberg is his name, and he created a very meta. It was a podcast about starting a podcasting company. So he went through very honest, kind of transparent view of the ups and downs you have as an entrepreneur and starting a company.
So we should back up one further. Podcast.
I don't know if we have to go back that far. Yeah,
well, we might need to, especially if people are intrigued by listening to this. What I would call. Really interesting entertainment or edutainment.
Sure.
You know, basically, if you listen to This American Life or any of the maybe weekend or evening shows, this is the kind of fare that would be very up your alley, but you may, you're not able to tune in to this on the radio, at least not yet. So the way you have to do it is to download it through a podcast program. Or if you're not familiar with, maybe you don't use a computer to listen to audio and you just turn the radio on. Certainly, I think that would, at least half of the people that listen to us now are not podcast listeners. But you want to listen to this. It's very easy, particularly with something like cereal. They just go to Cereal Podcast, and not breakfast cereal, but cereal as in
cereal
in order.
Killer.
S-E-R-I-A-L podcast. And you just go to their website and click on the first episode and then click download. If you've ever used the computer to view anything on the internet, you can do it that simply. You do not need to have an iPod or an iPhone or an iPad or even much of a computer. You can just listen to it on your computer just by clicking the link, and it is that simple. And you can binge listen. And most important, I think, for a lot of people, it's completely free.
Yep. And where I was headed is this renaissance of audio listening and podcasting. Like, for, you know, podcasting isn't that old.
Why is that?
Well, I think because of some of these innovative shows. I think because
the
of
content.
The content. Yeah, good content always rises to the top, right?
And
it's easier.
Really
to consume.
Good producers are now doing it. You know, it used to be some of the, you know, I think of the Ricky Gervais podcast, which was previously one of the most popular podcasts. It was a kind of a comedy, non-scripted, just kind of a talking thing. That was very popular, I think, because it was produced really well. But most of the podcasts up until, I'd say, a year or two ago were just people recording stuff, not doing much production
or
editing.
Put a mic in the middle.
Yep. Not that that's bad. It's just a different type of thing. But if you're really interested in polished product, polished entertainment.
Yeah, and this is a whole other level than you're even listening to us right now. We're sitting around a room talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's music. There's like audio from the court case. Like, I mean, it's as recently as 2-3 years ago, people thought podcasting was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so funny that now all of a sudden podcasting is back. Everyone loves it. Serial's so popular. I mean, Paige and I, my wife, we were listening the other day. We're in the living room. The TV's off. The phone is sitting on the table. And we're just sitting there on the couch listening. It was like, you know, FDR and the fireside chats. I mean, it was like...
It's probably an app to have a little flame thing
probably
on your
is.
Phone while you're listening to a podcast. But so if you're already familiar with podcasting and maybe you subscribe to the Public Broadcasting Podcast from South Dakota, you get some news stories that way or this show certainly is in there. Or, you know, This American Life's been the number one podcast for like, you know, since there were podcasts, I think. So if you've been sort of consuming that sort of thing, you can just go in and check the box and you know, this thing will automatically update
it. And you talked about it pretty low-tech way, just going on a browser and listening. Yeah, but on the flip side, you know, I listen on my phone with an app called Stitcher, which is a great podcasting app. Ooh. The iPhone itself has a native app that comes on the phone called Podcast.
Yeah, and I think if you've never listened to a podcast, I really think you ought not make it overly complicated and having to learn a new program and learn a new way to get media off the internet. If you just really want to see what the fuss is about and see if it's something you're interested in, just do the same thing you would go to any website to click on a recipe or see a video. Do the same thing. Go to these podcasts. Just click on the download button, just like you would any file, you know, just and then listen to it. Listen onto your computer. If it's something you're interested in, they have great walkthroughs on how to do it, even on their website, the Serial Podcast. But there's lots of general information, but it's not overly complicated. You go find the picture, click on it, you will get there. If you happen to
have iTunes on your computer or your device, it's going to be super simple. You just click into podcasts.
It's going to do it for you.
You'll be able to search and then just play them right there. You don't have to, worry about it.
You won't break anything. You won't break anything. So nothing will get hurt. You'll be fine.
So I guess that's our recommendation for today is go try that out. I mean, that may be the
kind of the last thing. Episode was released last night.
Thursday, so
you could listen to all 12, is that right?
12, yeah,
all 12 episodes and kill a really, really long car ride to grandma's house over the weekend.
Yeah, if you're traveling for the holidays, it's perfect. Load them up. If you're flying on a plane, you can download them on your device, so you don't need the internet to actually stream.
Or if you've got a smartphone, you can just, you know, take that with you and just click on the link again and it will play it for you. You don't have to do a lot of
specifically fans of Serial. There will be a season 2. Okay, I'm assuming a different case. They crowdfunded to fund the next season, and just so popular that of course doing that opened them up to fans and so many funding options.
There's so many different angles to this one too. They're getting a scholarship fund together for the murdered in the name of the murder.
One of the suspects,
so there's so many different parts to the story, but I guess what we're suggesting today is that, you know, maybe podcasts aren't dead. You know, people do take audio with them for car rides. We just mentioned that, or the sleigh ride home or whatever, or, you know, or commutes or whatever.
Sure.
It seems like audio is so much easier.
Or here's a last minute Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Download it all, put it on a CD for your mom who's not afraid to use the computer, and give it to her on a CD. There you go.
With a Bose Entertainment System.
Yes.
Nice and cheap.
Yeah, nice and
cheap.
Just
take a little time.
Or your old iPod that's sitting in the drawer, put it on that and give her some headphones and don't put anything else on it so she can listen
to it. There you
go. Side story, when I go home for Christmas, I'm going to be digging through. Do you remember the original iPod, the one that was like the U2 version?
Yes.
It was like a black iPod with
not
a red.
Not the original.
Well, it wasn't the original, but
third
it
version.
Was,
I have two of them.
I think it was. You have two of these?
I have two of the U2 special.
Well, I just read a Mashable article that said like they're going on eBay for $20,000.
$19,000 is the bid I saw.
Oh my God, I have two.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find my dad's, maybe make a deal or something with him. But
U2 special.
Can I buy this back
U2
from
special
you?
Editions. Yeah, you should go check that out on eBay. It's crazy. But anyway, it's crazy the time. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a couple of hacks to talk about, and we'll lead that right into the president's press conference after this. And welcome back to Tech Radio featuring the Computer Guys. We've got the experts here to take your questions or comments. And today we're really talking about the, you know, President Obama is going to be speaking here in about 8 minutes about the big North Korea hack of Sony Pictures. And certainly everybody's there's hours worth of commentary on this as well. But let's just kind of cut right to the chase. They sent a letter to Sony and said, hey, you put this in the theaters and there's going to be bad things that are going to happen to you. Where do you go from there?
Well, we started a couple weeks ago on our last show just talking about the movies, right? We were like, oh man, they released these movies or they figured out the movies, and just keeps going like down the rabbit hole. Emails from the company, other things like plans, Snapchat. Snapchat, one of their advisors is one of their people on their boards is from Sony. They figured out they released like the Snapchat business model and their plans for the future. it just keeps going. But what I wanted to ask Jeff is, you know, today the FBI did say it was North Korea, like they released that, and that's probably what Obama will talk about. Are we talking, Jeff, like, is this a high level, like, is North Korea, like, world-class at hacking, or what's, like, the magnitude of how difficult this was?
Well, once, the initial part may have been a little bit difficult, but not what most of what people would consider hack, the actual stealing of information. And what's come out is the actual hack is they stole the user ID and password of a high-level system administrator at Sony, and I can't go into their security practices and stuff. That account basically gave them the crown jewels and the ability to navigate through in all of Sony's pictures, networks, and grab whatever they want. And it looks like they've spent months upon months inside the network cherry-picking what they wanted and planning this out. So this was done over a long period of time. Not a lot of fancy techniques in the malware too much, more just basic kind of security issues, you know, basic user IDs and passwords, and once they got the key one, it was kind of game over. But to go back to North Korea's abilities, they focused a lot on this. North Korea, like China, like Russia, and like many other countries, has had cyber warfare units for quite a few years now, and from all reports, North Korea actually hires other hacker groups at times to do certain things for them. So, yes, they are actually quite sophisticated. It doesn't take much to train and build an army of cyber warriors. You don't even need to be in North Korea to do it. And from all reports, most of their hackers are not in North Korea. You just need a person who's motivated to learn the techniques and a computer with an internet connection. Literally, you could pit an army up any place. Even ISIS is building a cyber warfare unit based kind of off the North Korean model. So anyone can do it. You just need internet access and a PC.
It's just fascinating that it's almost like this new form of warfare, you know, cyber.
The nice thing is because of the training and because of code sharing and stuff, there are forensic traces to what they do, so you can trace them back. I mean, and this is, I'm sure they'll talk about this, and the thing is, between code reuse and the way you do certain things when you code malware, it's kind of like a fingerprint, and it ties back to the individual groups who developed the software, and that's a large part in how they're tracing these people around and saying, these are the North Korean hackers versus the Chinese hackers and stuff like that. So there's a lot of forensic stuff. The problem is, there's not much you can do to stop them from actually doing it unless you catch them in a country that you can physically or get them arrested in.
Yeah, there's been some great quotes. There was one in the Wall Street Journal that, it's kind of a chilling look at corporate security going on. I guess that's maybe one of the
that's scary.
One of the I can't even say, the words can't even come out of my mouth. One of the good things to come out of this is that there's so much more introspection on
awareness,
on awareness and security. It's just, you know, it's weird how, you know, hacking and governments have always been one government hack, like the Stuxnet. You know, the United States actually went in with another country and crippled Iran's nuclear research, you know, in a certain way. But
allegedly.
Is that allegedly, Jeff?
Well, no one's admitted to writing the code, so it's still allegedly.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty much kind of one of those things that it's a non-well-kept secret.
I'll refrain my comments to say allegedly then. But now, you know, and usually corporate attacks have to do with credit cards. And now this is kind of the political version of the corporate attack.
Well, the movie aspect of it with this movie, The Interview, is so interesting. Like, is this going to become the most famous movie that was never seen, or is it going to be on pay-per-view? Is it going to be on Netflix someday? Like,
I have no doubt that this movie will be released sometime this year, and it will be very big because of this stuff that's going on is just making people want to see it worse.
Oh, absolutely.
And worse. So, yeah, you know, people are like mad that Sony didn't release it. You know, people are thinking that this is really bad business. I think they looked at it and they said, you know, we got to let this ride a little while, pull it off, get some news buzzing, and then when we finally do it, everybody's going to go see this thing.
I don't disagree with that part, but after all the bad stuff, they probably would obviously take this back if they could.
Oh yeah, I think so. But you know, you gotta roll with what
you gotta
what
adapt.
Hits you.
You gotta adapt.
You can't. So I think it's a smart move by them. I don't think a lot of people are looking at it that way, and certainly it's big news. But well, the movie will be released at some point.
That's
somehow.
What I think too. Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot of levels to this.
And it'll be soon.
The actors and the producers and the directors and the camera people. I mean, all the people associated with that that kind of had skin in the game. On this movie being a big deal, and you know, $70-some million was spent on making it, and
look at the big actors. If it never gets released, they just don't make money on the back end.
But the little guys are saying, "What? You get a little threat, and now you know the theater owners are running and hiding in a hole."
It makes a bigger impact, certainly on domestic companies, both in the U.S. and worldwide. That's the bigger deal. Whether it affects Sony's bottom line is pretty minimal when you think about how big Sony is and how many fingers they have in different jars. I think the big deal that's made about that is a lot smaller than it is made out to be.
Well, there's going to be a lot of discussion following the president's year-end news conference here. I think they should just, George Clooney just said, release it online. You know, put it out online and let everybody see it, and then that's kind of poking them in the eye.
Well, and I think that's probably what's going to happen. I think they're probably at this point trying to figure out, well, how can we do it and be safe and monetize it? I think that's what Sony's trying to do. So I guess we'll see.
All right. Well, we are running down to about a minute left in the show. I want to thank everybody for being here today. Thank you for the cookies, Joel. Those are delicious.
Indeed.
Should put your recipe online for everybody. The sea salt and dark chocolate?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, man. That's a great combination. Our next program, January 2nd. So we're back here in a couple of weeks, right back here at KCSD.
And we'll be talking about using those Christmas gifts,
right? We'll be talking about how to hook the things up or to use them properly or to misuse them in a creative way, whatever it is. But we'll be back to do that very shortly after the new year. So we want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
Yes.
and Merry Christmas and certainly be safe in the new year. And we will see you on January 2nd. Thanks so much. Guys, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And, happy holidays from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Merry Christmas.